When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad that you're with me today, and I also want to welcome the folks at WHFS AM 1010 in Tampa, Florida, and the west coast of Florida, and going in a band east-west across Florida and the Gulf. And I'm going to invite you, if you miss any part of today's show, to go to S. Abrams, that's SABRAMS.com, or Travelers411.com, where every show is podcast, archive, streams live, and chock full of so much information. If there's ever a place you're interested in going to, we probably, in the last almost 14 years, have celebrated that place by featuring them. And you'll find the interviews, photos, directories, blogs. There's just so much there. One of the key places you should be going to check out any place you're interested in, SABRAMS.com and Travelers411.com for your business questions, business travel, leisure travel, group travel, any niche market. You know, go to forums. When you get to Travelers411.com, you want to go to forums and scroll down the page, because we have destinations of the world divided by continents, countries, states, provinces, cities, towns, whatever. I don't know about towns, probably cities maybe. And then we've got niche markets. So if you're interested in cruising or kayaking or golfing or whatever, snorkeling, traveling with children, name it. We've got a niche market forum for you to get into conversations with others, answer people's questions, question people's answers, all of the above. So I want to tell you that we're going to go off in the next hour to South Africa. Actually, I got lucky, and the man I wanted to speak with happens to be in Virginia at the moment. So at least we were in the same time zone. And we're going to be talking with Alan Robertson, who has a unique lodging made up of train cars that are stationary, parked by the beach next to the water that is the Indian Ocean in a place called Mossel Bay, South Africa. And the insides of these train cars look like something that a Maharaja would travel in. Fabulous, just fabulous. And then we're going to end up in California before today is over. So you don't want to miss any of that. But I'm taking you off to introduce you to an amazingly talented, also a stud muffin, by the way. You got to see his picture. He looks like a movie actor, cute as he could be. We're going to go off and talk with Alan Cook, a poet and Emmy Award winner who lives in Ireland and who I just got introduced to on Facebook because he and I have a mutual friend in common, and that's Malachi McCourt, who's been a guest so many times on my shows. So we're going to go off and talk with Alan Cook, who has written a poem describing the beauties of Ireland for the traveler and visitor, and probably the resident too. Just for me, right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am so lucky to have on the line with me Alan Cook, Emmy Award winner, poet, man into film and all things creative, who I just started chatting with a couple of days ago. And I am so impressed by his, first of all, I'm sure it's hereditary. It's like this amazing Irish sensitivity to the word. And some of the beautiful, imaginative, creative ways that he has described simple experiences like a sunrise or a flower. And I wanted to introduce you to Alan. And now, not only do I have Alan, and I want to talk about his Emmy Award, but I want to talk about, I want to have him read his poem that he has written about Ireland for me, and share it with you as we both hear it read by the poet for the first time. So first, let's just start with a little introduction. You live in the Burren, Alan?
How you doing, Stephanie? And hello to all your listeners. Yeah, I'm currently living in the Burren, which, for those of you who don't know, the listeners, is in the northwest of Ireland in County Clare. It's a very unique limestone mountain landscape. There's 384 kilometres, I think, of limestone, which crisscrosses and covers what would be traditionally seen as a green in Ireland, because we all know about the green in Ireland, and this beautiful, wild, magnetic, transient, very liminal, strange place of moonscape stone that really dominates the landscape in the mountains. It's obviously close right by the Atlantic Ocean as well. So it's a very unusual contrast of landscapes. And I've lived here for a few years, writing, creating, wandering, and I guess becoming and growing into the person I am today, you know?
Well, the Burren looks like, you know, when they show you some planet in outer space and there isn't a whole lot there, and it's just continual stone. And there's an expression, an Irish expression that goes with it, that the Burren is a place where you won't find a thief or a tree to hang them from.
I think, yeah, that was Cromwell, apparently. This is where they drove. It's a very extraordinary history. They drove a lot of the oppressed and the people during Cromwell's time to the edge of this uninhabitable world. What was seen as an uninhabitable world, there was nowhere to grow anything. There was no place to really place your home because it was such a raw and rugged and very cruel and harsh landscape. But people did settle here, and people did somehow survive here. And people also came into themselves in terms of, there was also an energy here which goes back to Neolithic times, a very unusual historical thing of, there's a lot of ancient sacred sites here. So the Burren has survived, obviously has been a populated area now for hundreds of years.
And but you drive along either through the Burren. If you go, yeah, if you start out in Ennis in County Clare, which is a darling town, and if you forgot anything at home or you've been traveling and you've run out of things, that's the town you want to stop in to do all your shopping, other than maybe Galway City. But it's just a darling, wonderful, historic town. And one of my favorite hotels in Ireland, the Templegate Hotel, owned and operated by the Madden family, is a lovely place to stay, which at one time, before the sisters decided to sell the place, was a convent of the Sisters of Mercy. And so you see some of the architectural remains of, especially in one room that they use for various kinds of banqueting and whatnot. It's just, it's charming. But there's a road that goes right from Ennis out to the Cliffs of Moher and takes you right through the Burren. And it, you might want, that's a little faster than if you go a little bit north and then make your left turn to go west and follow the coastal route, which is lovely, and I love to do that. But generally, we'll take the coastal route in one direction and we'll take the straight road from the Cliffs of Moher to Ennis in the other direction, unless we feel like we have just tons of time, and then we'll take the coastal road both ways. But you know what's funny, Alan? I had the privilege of being taken on a little excursion on one of the trips, early trips to Ireland, with a tour guide that was provided by Fault Ireland and Tourism Ireland, who was a botanist or a horticulturist or something. He was into little flowers, and they took this fellow took us, with, complete with walking stick, into the Burren. And was pointing out all these teeny tiny little white and yellow and purple flowered tiny tiny plants that are the size of the nail on your pinky before you let the nail start to grow, that the wind has brought in from France, the birds and butterflies, whatever, have dropped the seeds from other places, the pollen and the seeds from other places, and there's such a sense of life and survival when you see nothing but a landscape of rock that looks like the moon, and then in between the crevices there's all this life growing in full color. Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break and come back.
Some magazines. And each town looks the same to me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-951-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am having an experience I've never had before. I have on the line with me Alan Cook. Alan and I have become great friends in the last 2 days. In the midst of that, that's because Facebook introduced us, and they introduced us as, you have a mutual friend in Malachy McCourt. And any friend of Malachy's is a friend of mine. So we had a little conversation or two. And in the midst of that conversation, tell me quickly, because I want plenty of time for you to read your poem. Tell me about the Emmy. What did you win it for? When did you win it?
In the mid-2000s, I lived in New York for 6 years. And during the early 2000s, a couple of years after 9/11, I went out and created with a friend of mine a low-budget film about my journey as an immigrant, an Irish immigrant in New York. Along the way, we ended up catching a lot of very big people like Frank McCourt, Woody Allen, Mike Myers, Liam Neeson, Susan Sarandon, and created this kind of magical tome poem, filmic tome poem about the city to kind of rebirth it and give it the idea of hope after such devastation that happened to it. So come 2009 then, we were nominated, and it was extraordinary, this tiny little film to go on to this. We were nominated for 3 Emmys. And I ended up winning the Emmy for Best Writing for Narrative Writing for a Documentary.
Well,
New York giving me back the gold after all the struggle, you know?
You are an extraordinarily talented person. You and words have a special relationship. And in any event, listen, people, I've never had anybody other than maybe, you know, somebody that loves me in the family, child or adult type, write me a poem. And so this poem was really commissioned without my realizing it was being commissioned, because I said to Alan, I would love you to go in and sculpt out of the poems you've written that I don't know. And I have gone on your Facebook page and taken out some phrases and passages that are descriptive of Ireland as a destination and what makes it special and magical. Little did I know when I said that to Alan that he undertook that as a new commission to write a poem that would answer those questions I put to him. So, Alan, does this poem have a name?
It hasn't got a name yet.
Well, please name it and send me the email, an email with the name. And it starts out with the mention of Fenors Mountains. And I'm not familiar with Fenors Mountains. Didn't stick in my mind. But those are the mountains that you see that border near the when you drive around the Burren.
That's right. Should I recite the poem now?
Now I would like you to recite the poem. So here we go. For the moment, Untitled by Alan M. Cook.
The brow of Fenora's Mountains. All stone sacred upward hills reaching out beyond blue skies. I walk onwards in the fields of gentian, purple, green, yellow rainbows of heated nature under the god of the sun. I sit in the great valleys of this land, the Kerry Mountains beckoning toward the power of Atlantic green oceans, a myriad of histories in each soft wave. I rest upon the old wells, each sacred drop of water caressed by carved stone so precious on my lips like time. I march upon the islands of Arran, close upon the edge of the world, the old so potent, the soft-eyed donkeys, the furred deep rocks, the mighty cliffs which hold the swell of time, and I sleep upon the soft grassy ferns, where swallows return, heats my Celtic soul, where their tiny wings beat constant, like Ireland's dense green heart, showing us the miracle of life. And I taste the broken soul of air, the soil of air in my mouth, the smell of ancient earth where gods roamed the old coasts, from Valencia to the Giant's Causeway. Where the goddess guides her hand upon your weary brow, sweet traveler, to bring you home. And I see the dolmens, old, sacred, alone, alive energy that heals the heart. And I've walked the ancient bogs of Mayo, miles of brown, soft furrows that fuel the ancient burning fires of tribal hearts. I walk Dublin, old beggars and dreamers, my home all battered and beautiful. And I see Ben Bulbin, Sligo Slab Mountain, bright green, an astonishing sight that draws the soul's amazement, holding secrets from a million eyes. And I swim in rivers silver gold, salmon upward bound, glistening scales like old poems, secret fish tales, magic-eyed shoals through streams unto the sacred bells of Ireland old. And the elk of Cool Park, magnificent animal hiding in the oak woods, softly has majestic kings, brown fur, shadows in the night. And the shy hares and foxes' red tails disappearing into the darkness. I walk among the horses of Connemara, their hooves and fur and winter eyes, their steamy breath so sweet upon my face. Take me home in Ireland, her arms so green, rain like diamonds splashing on my car windows, kind old faces wrinkled in bars, mouths Guinness-filled stories filling the bars long past the night. And I walk the island edges in great winds, in snowdrifts that make virgin fields sing the song of the bard. So Ireland, can you take me back among the golden vale, upon the immeasurable beauty and desire to walk your wild green gardens once again?
You're going to hear what we call in radio dead air, because I'm speechless. That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And I think maybe my audience understands why I am captivated by your unique and very special talents, Alan. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're just amazing. That was gorgeous. That was really gorgeous. There aren't words to describe how special your interpretation is. The good news is that we will have that forever archived at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. I'm going to try to convince Alan to title his poem something like "Ode to Stephanie Abrams Travels."
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I was going to put your name in it, and I'm going to call it Stephanie's Ireland.
Oh, my God. I've got tears in my eyes.
So that's your poem now.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's a good thing we're backing up to a commercial because can't speak right now. Thank you, Alan, for joining us. You'll excuse me, people. I'll be better in the next segment. We're going off to talk about hurricanes, and I'm feeling a little stormy. Stay with me.
To go. There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you'll come and pour yourself on me. If a
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I want to say a special shout out and hello to our good friends listening on WHFS AM 1010 on the west coast of Florida and traveling eastward across the state of Florida and westward out into the islands that are in the Gulf. I have on the line with me somebody that you need to be paying attention to, and I think all of us need to be paying attention to, because of the unique weather patterns we've been seeing in the last several years. Once upon a time, the only time you saw a hurricane was something lingering on the southeast coast and maybe traveling up the coast a bit. But we see hurricanes in more and more places. And one of the places you can go to for reliable information is NOAA. NOAA, the National Hurricane Center. We have on the line with us James Franklin, the branch chief hurricane specialist unit of NOAA, and that's based in Miami, Florida. So welcome and thanks for joining us today, James.
I'm glad to be here, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
First, why don't you give an explanation? And I am one among the privileged to have actually been to visit the hurricane National Hurricane Center when you invite media generally on the 1st of June, the first day, first official day of the hurricane season. Explain what is in that unit, what is there, who is there, what are they doing, what does it look like? And folks, you can find photos in an album at sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, where you can follow along with us. Has it changed since I came to visit, maybe 4 years ago?
We've got new furniture in the hurricane operations area, so the lot's a little bit modern. We carried over some of the furniture from when we moved into the building back in the middle 90s, so that's an upgrade that you haven't seen.
I'll have to come back. And in terms of the computer systems and the tracking systems, the thing that I remember most outstandingly, aside from what's inside, I remember getting out of the car as we parked it in front of the building and seeing this kind of satellite dish or more than one, these amazingly big, enormous, it looked like, I can't even describe what it looked like. I mean, it looked like something you might put on the moon. It was so big. So explain for us all this equipment and what it is designed to do.
Well, we actually have some construction going on here right now. We've got some new satellite dishes being put in. They're going to be too big for the roof, so they're actually going on the grounds to the north of the building. But we've got new satellites coming online over the next couple of years, the next generation of GOES satellites, and they're going to be sending back so much data that we've needed to improve our ability to receive those data. So you come back again, and you'll see even bigger dishes than you saw the last time.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. That's fairly amazing. You know, I watch with awe the meteorological reports on everything from the Weather Channel to portions of normal nightly news that any one channel or network may put out. And when they show the satellite photos, they're quite amazing. But for me, looking at them, I don't get much more than look at all those stripings of what looks like clouds. So how long in advance of something that can be a threat, particularly a threat to people in the United States, are you able to pinpoint there's something brewing in the kettle?
Well, from the first moment that a tropical wave moves off the coast of Africa, we're certainly watching it, and that would be something that could be 10 days, for example, from reaching the North American continent. Our forecasting capability, you use the word pinpoint, and our forecasts go out 5 days. Whether we're talking about active tropical cyclones, we'll issue a track and intensity forecast five days in advance. And also for disturbances, tropical waves or other systems that could become a tropical cyclone. We're looking at the potential for formation 5 days in advance. Once you get beyond about 5 days, the accuracy begins to diminish to the point where we don't feel those forecasts are particularly helpful. We are experimenting, actually, in-house. We're making some double-secret probation 6 and 7 day forecasts.
Wow.
That we're practicing with to see if we can extend that range to 7 days. And that's something that may come in the next few years. But in terms of really providing forecasts that we think people can take action on, we're really talking about the 3, 4, 5 day time frame.
I have to – what is your personal background in terms of education and – professional preparation to do the job you do, James? And if you just joined us, we're talking with James Franklin, who is the branch chief at the Hurricane Specialist Unit of NOAA, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. Well, how did you prepare to do the job you do today?
I grew up in Miami, and so I had, growing up as a kid in the 60s, a lot of firsthand experience with storms that got me interested in the field to begin with, but I got a bachelor and master's degrees in meteorology from MIT back in the late 70s, early 80s, so that dates me a little bit. I worked as a researcher flying into hurricanes with NOAA for 17 years in Miami, made about 80 hurricane flights into the eye of storms, and decided I'd had enough of that, and came over to the Hurricane Center in 1999, where I was a hurricane forecaster for about 10 seasons, decided I'd had enough of the midnight shifts there, and now I supervise the hurricane forecaster. So it's been a 32, 33-year career in NOAA for me.
I, as a mother, I have to ask a question. You flew in a plane into the eye of hurricane storms?
I did that for a while. Actually, made my mother a little bit nervous.
Are you kidding?
She eventually got used to it.
She got used to it. I don't know how. She must be a saint. Dip that woman in bronze and put her in the Smithsonian as an example of motherly sainthood. Because my question would have been, did mother teach you nothing? You flew into, what was that like?
If you've ever been to Disney Studios, the Tower of Terror ride, that they have there where you go up and down. I actually haven't been on that ride in a number of years, but it's a little bit like that.
I don't do terror.
Well, some of your readers will recognize, listeners will recognize the ride. So it's a little bit like that. You certainly go up, you go down pretty fast. The ride is not as turbulent, as flying through a storm, and it's certainly not as noisy. The planes are kind of noisy. And the ride lasts for 6 or 7 hours. So you can imagine being bumped around for an extended period of time like that. You have a little bit of an idea. And so you can imagine after doing that for a while, you might decide, boy, you know, I've had enough of that.
Wow. Well, so, but once you get into the eye of the hurricane, which is a dangerous spot for people on the ground, because it's calm in there, and the light of the is so eerie. I have been in the eye of a hurricane, and the lighting, the quality of the light is unearthly. It's a very eerie kind of Alfred Hitchcock kind of lighting. But you're safe in the eye because everything's swirling around you until the storm moves a little bit and suddenly it's picking up things at 100 and something miles an hour and throwing them at you and everything around you. So that's the time when often people think the storm is over and they go out and then they get badly injured.
Hopefully nowadays people don't continue to make that mistake. But certainly, you know, a long time ago it wasn't as well known. I remember very vaguely, I was about 6 years old at the time, going out in the eye of Hurricane Cleo as it passed over our house in Miami area. Haven't been through the eye of one since, at least not on the ground, many times in an airplane.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back. Don't leave me, people. We're talking hurricanes here.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on 4 strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Golf Fibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Call now, 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Get motivated by reading the fantastic reviews of Rumors by Stephanie Abrams at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. This is the perfect season to snuggle up with a good book, Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Invite your book club to read it.
Are you having any fun?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I've had the pleasure of taking you on a virtual tour by radio, which is expanded at sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com, with photos and other materials on Madeira. And I wanted to close this show with a visit with the Secretary of Culture, Tourism, and Transports for the region of Madeira, the Regional Tourism Director, Bruno Freitas. It's really a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time for us. And I know that the time we have today isn't going to be enough. So we're going to have you back again to talk some more about Madeira. This is an undiscovered treasure for most Americans. There's a very small population of people from the U.S. who come to visit Madeira, and I have to tell every one of you what you are missing. We'll be talking a lot more about Madeira in weeks coming up. This is a treasure chest. What a wonderful place. Are you from Madeira, Bruno?
Hello. I would like to welcome you to Madeira Islands. Well, this is a pearl in the Atlantic, as you said. Most of the Americans, our American friends, they know only Madeira by the wine. The Madeira wine comes from the Atlantic, from these small islands in the Atlantic. Well, I would like to have more the pleasure to see more American friends here in these islands. I'm from Madeira. I was born here 41 years ago. And it's been a pleasure to be living here, working here. And also, I've studied in Europe, but came back for work in Madeira, which is a nice place to work and to live.
Well, clearly, because there are many destinations, particularly tourism destinations, where people who grow up there leave. And they don't come back because of any number of reasons related to the region and the amount of tourism and what tourism does in the region and all that sort of thing. And I found it remarkable that in each of the hotels I have visited, in the restaurants that I have visited, in the attractions that I have visited, the people were born in Madeira, they grew up in Madeira, they may have gone away to school, they may have done some traveling, but they have all come back and they are all employed here in Madeira. And that says a great deal about the destination and the quality of the destination. Otherwise, if it weren't a nice place, you get out, you stay out, you don't go back.
That's for sure, because me and my friends that went abroad for study, and some of them went abroad for study and stayed a couple of years working. It happened with myself. I stayed in Lisbon 1 year working, and I turned back to Madeira because we felt the quality, the environment that we have here in the islands. As a island being, I shall say that we miss the water, all this blue, all this sky, all this sunshine that makes us different. And for those who doesn't know Madeira, and probably they are more keen with your Hawaiian islands, there is a big relationship between Madeira and Hawaiian islands, because we are very similar. Climates and the landscapes are very similar.
Well, also, from the East Coast,
we also have the same waves. The waves. Madeira is well known as the Hawaiian.
People surf
the Hawaiian
here?
For the surfers. The Hawaiian islands of the Atlantic. So we have some big, and also we have here an instrument. Probably you didn't know the instrument that they have in Hawaii, the small guitar,
ukulele,
was first made in Madeira. We have an instrument here that then the voyages and all the guys during the 16th century and the 17th century, they took there to the new world, and then it developed. But the origin of that instrument comes from Madeira Islands. Not only the wine, but the ukulele, comes from Madeira.
How do you like that? But it's closer from the East Coast, or even from Chicago, from the Midwest area. It's closer to go to Madeira than it is to go to Hawaii.
I guess, but just for the people that are listening to us as having these wonderful islands here in the Atlantic.
And you're a 12-month destination as well in terms of weather conditions.
Yes, our climate is very mild.
It's springtime year round.
It's springtime all year round.
It's beautiful. Beautiful gardens here as well.
And also the gardens with the flowers, the people, the food, the seafood. Also, the several experiences that you can have here. Here in Madeira, you say that you can feel experiences from the land into the sea. You can dive in the morning and go up in the mountains during the afternoon. And then in the evening, have a nice dinner by a swimming pool or by the sea, whatever you like.
Well, it's a very romantic destination. It really is a perfect destination for a destination wedding, for a honeymoon, for an anniversary, or any other benchmarking occasion. And if you're looking for a place for your company to disconnect, because I'm going to tell you now, as you know, if you've listened more than once, that special idea that will create the quantum leap for your company is not going to take place in your conference room. You have to get out. You have to let the dust settle. You have to be in a place that enriches, enhances, inspires, and uplifts your whole body and thinking process. And I can't think of a better place to come to than Madeira. We're going to ask you to come back again so that we can really talk about all the things there are to see and do once you're in Madeira. This is a sensational place, and I'm already planning my return visit, so you know how great that has to be. And I'm going to invite Bruno Freitas, the regional tourism director for Madeira, to join us on Travelers 411 on Saturday, March 1st. So if you can tune in, heard over most of these same stations, and if you can't, you know you can always catch it archived online, streaming online, as well as podcast at Travelers, oh, you like that? Too much traveling for me. Travelers411.com and S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S .com. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to speaking with you again on March 1st.
Thank you very much, and I would like to say a special big hug for our American friends.
I love the way you say that, because I sign all my emails, hugs to you. We're flying high.
Fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.